Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello everyone, and welcome back to the Traveler's Guide to the Backrooms, where we try to go over and explain the lore of the many levels and entities within. My name is Sharp A3, an MEG AI processing system, and today, we'll be going over something that's not mentioned too much at face value within the Backrooms but is at the forefront of many day-to-day activities of its inhabitants. So, I hope you have some references on hand, because today, we'll be touching on some of the many occupations found throughout the Backrooms. Job summary. You would think that after being sent to a liminal labyrinth you wouldn't have to worry about the old 9-to-5, but that can't be further from the truth. Many wanderers, after proving their abilities to survive within the Backrooms, have found many ways to support themselves, and the best way of doing so is by taking up an occupation. Due to the varying nature of the Backrooms displays constantly, these occupations can range from drastically. Because of this, we'll be going over jobs that A. provide some form of compensation. Whether that be in the form of credits, supplies, or lodging. B. must be possible to complete in its entirety. This means the job in question must be completable, allowing the wanderer to be compensated afterward. And C. the job must be relatively safe to complete. It's an understatement that the Backrooms is an extremely dangerous place. So we're looking at occupations that, though may be dangerous overall, shouldn't be too hard or life-threatening for the average wanderer to complete. We should state now that there's a very large amount of jobs that we've come across looking through articles and data slates for research, and we came across some that either stood out to us or were reliably reappearing in multiple sources. Though we'll throw in some we've come up, based on the information we've gathered. So, with this simple guideline in place, let's go over some jobs that can be found within the Backrooms. Militia member or mercenary. Joining one of the many factions' military forces within the Backrooms is one of the most known occupations wanderers can utilize. Members are constantly needing replacements, either due to interactions with other groups or environmental hazards, so the need for new conscripts is always there. Along with this section, we've decided to add the sub-job of mercenary. Both occupations required an agreed-upon time frame, in which the wanderer in question must perform a task or tasks stemming from either defensive or offensive action. The jobs require a great deal of physical work and in some cases, both having a leadership structure in place. Long story short, they both require the use of force when necessary as their primary job duty. As for compensation for the jobs, for the militia route, a place to stay, safety in numbers, and supplies are all normally offered to its members. So overall a great deal for what you get for the most part. As for the mercenary option, the ability to negotiate your price for your services can come in handy. However, unless you can navigate the Backrooms relatively well and have a deep knowledge of the happenings throughout many levels, it would be best to get more experience under your belt before taking this path. Since all a wanderer needs is the ability to defend themselves and to cause damage to some capacity, joining a faction's military or an independent mercenary group is a great choice for those especially new to the Backrooms. Trader slash scavenger. Where there's people, there's trade. And the Backrooms is no exception to that fundamental rule of man. Becoming a trader or scavenger is one of the easiest occupations for a wanderer to take up. Someone is always in need of something here and there's always something of use to be found. The hardest part of jobs that fall under this categorization would be going out to find said materials. Because of this, wanderers going into this trade should do so in a group. Either by joining a pre-existing one or starting one themselves. Having a stationary base where items can be stored and traded, while also having a member or team go out to scavenge for more goods within the backrooms would be a very optimal way to capitalize on the prospect. There's also the means of staying well informed of the outer happenings of the backrooms and establishing trade alliances with other groups to take into account, so be ready for some hard work on your end. Just know that if done right, this trade can be quite rewarding for those willing to put in the work. Backrooms Navigator. A navigator is always in high demand within the backrooms, and for good reason. Navigating the backrooms is a Herculean task within itself, so having someone who knows the lay of the land can be a huge boon. The trade of the navigator can range from escorts who you can hire to bring you to another level that may be tricky to reach, to contracted scouts or cartographers to map out new trade routes or unknown areas. That's to say the occupational hazards of a backrooms navigator are quite great, so it's best to go down this route with a small team if possible. Along with what we've discussed, being a courier would also be a great job opportunity as well. With many settlements and outposts scattered throughout the backrooms, it's a given that objects between them will need to be transported elsewhere, and that's where you can come in, take whatever package it is to its destination, collect your earnings, and relax after what would be a long and treacherous journey. Medic. It should go without saying that the backrooms is a pretty treacherous place to traverse, and wanderers are expected to take some kind of injury during their journey. Because of this, those with medical knowledge are greatly valued no matter where they are in this liminal wasteland. Those with the skills required for the field would be able to find a place in almost every faction, and if the choice to run a private clinic of your own seems more favorable, you can count on a steady stream of clients coming your way. Before going this route, however, you should take into account how you would require medical tools and equipment for your practice. Your best bet would be to make a deal with traders or a faction for medical tools for discount procedures. Next would be to find a place to settle for your office. We suggest places that are easy to access and have a steady supply of wanderers like the hub or levels 4 or 11. This occupation would be a great choice for anyone with the skill set to do so. Engineer. Those with the know-how to design and create will always find their abilities needed. Whether that be designing structures, those who can create weaponry from simple scrap, to even scientific engineering using things found throughout the backrooms. Much like the occupations we've spoken about, joining a faction with an engineering skill set would be a good start for those looking for massive protection and materials provided by said faction. But if wanted, a wanderer could be contracted for their services. However, this may not come with the same level of protection or access to materials as becoming a faction engineer would have at their disposal. Keep these factors in mind when choosing which path you want to take in this occupation. Entity Exterminator. Though not the most glamorous job within the backrooms, someone gotta keep entities at bay. An entity exterminator is always needed in places where entities are known to wander and can expect to make quite a living doing so, if successful at the job. Most factions have members just for this occupation, so if you're quite capable in your offensive abilities, you should look into joining them. Doing so comes with the protection of the faction in question, which means providing weaponry along with added manpower for the job at hand. Though this is an option, creating your own private entity disposal squad could also be very rewarding. This comes with its own set of challenges, like gathering your own weaponry, training those you employ if you decide not to go alone, and a plethora of other issues that'll need to be addressed. And we haven't touched on the fact that you would have to survive encounters with some of the most dangerous creatures within the backrooms. So to be expected, this field of work is rather high risk, high reward for those who are able and capable. General Laborer. As simple as it may sound, laboring jobs would be in high demand within the backrooms. Well, mostly within factional structuring, of course. Someone has to help build new outposts and facilities, as well as the upkeep of said facilities, so laboring jobs would most likely always be available. Though laboring is mostly seen in the light of construction, other forms could be found throughout the backrooms. Like farming crops within levels that are suitable for it, as well as metalworking or the processing of materials for later use. An alternative route one can take in this field is creating some sort of firm or coalition of laborers that can contract out workers for all kinds of projects. From repairing level structures to keeping places of high wanderer traffic relatively clean. There are many ways you can take this, though it should be noted, like other startups we've listed in the other sections, creating something like this would take a lot of time and effort. From gathering workers to negotiating terms for projects with other groups, doing this will be a huge task for any who attempt. But like said before, for those willing to put in the resources to do so, this would be a high-risk, high-reward trade. Closing words. So, those were some jobs or occupations available within the backrooms. Well, the more morally good jobs, that is. What did you all think about the jobs we've listed? What occupations did you think of that weren't touched on in the episode? We would love to hear what you all think. As always, if you have any questions, suggestions, or just want to say hi, feel free to join our Discord server or email us. Both will be in the show notes. That's going to be all for today's episode, so thanks for listening and we hope to see you all again soon. Until next time, have a wonderful day, and be safe out there. I would like to say a very special thank you to our patrons over at Patreon. Starting with the Wanderers at the $1 level, we have Nathan Gear, Sushi Penguini, Shelby Girl Gaming, Ridiculous, My Friends Call Me PK, Evie Jeebies, Coconut Cluster, and Brandon Briars. Next up are our Senior Explorers at the $8 level. Starting us off, there's Rachel, Manicord, Brandon Berry, and Cast the Cast Iron Crow. Thank you all for going that extra step to support us and what we do. It's greatly appreciated. That's gonna be all from us today, so as always, thank you all for listening, and have a wonderful day.